This is the KHSU Magazine. My name is Brian Curtis, and I am joined now by Brenda Perez and Xochitl Cabrera of Centro del Pueblo. Good morning.
Hi, morning. Good morning.
So they are part of a group that's organizing a really cool action on Tuesday, October 31st, and I think I'm just going to let them tell us about it. Give us sort of the scope, the what and where.
Yeah, so we are here as members of Centro del Pueblo, and we will be having a Dia de los Muertos altar at the Eureka Courthouse from 7 a.m. to, I don't know, I'd say maybe like 9 or 10. And it's basically just to show resistance and a lot of oppressions that are going on in this community, particularly Sanctuary. And we will be having a press conference later that day also to address our issues with that and where we stand behind Sanctuary.
You are really encouraging the Board of Supervisors to pass Humboldt Sanctuary County legislation.
Yes.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
It's sort of the crux of it. As I understand, the Board of Supervisors has tasked the Humboldt Human Rights Commission to draft that sort of legislation. They sort of pushed it down to them. Do you have a sense of where we stand? Like, are they making progress right now?
From what we have been told, we know there hasn't been much progress to that. And yeah, we haven't had any updates from them. But yeah, we're hoping that they can work to create a legislation that would make Eureka a sanctuary city. And
Well, what is important to remind is California as a state has approved a sanctuary. So what we are willing to remind to the supervisors is that work in harmony with the state. So approve the sanctuary is very important, not only for us, but in a political level to send a message that we can all work together in different levels politically.
Do you feel that it's necessary to have the county legislation largely symbolically based on what is in the law that or State Bill 54? Does that provide what you see as a significant amount of protections and considerations, or would you like a county bill to even go further in what it offers?
I think there is a very, very good start to just to have this sanctuary because they provide us like the position to say no more sharing information with the ICE, for example. That is a very big concern to us that our information is protected by the local authorities. So for us, it's the excellent start. And we have to push further to just more recognizing that the importance of having this community here.
So if, in your opinion, the Humboldt Human Rights Council is maybe taking a little longer than you would like them to, what if you were to simply take SB 54, the California sanctuary law, and sort of like, I don't know, I want to say like almost Mad Libs, you know, like cross out California and right in Humboldt County and just go and slap it on the desk at the Board of Supervisors and be like, here's your legislation, just sign it.
Yeah, that's actually what we did earlier this year for Arcata Sanctuary. It was a similar process in which we had volunteers writing that legislation and presenting it to the board. I don't think that that's an issue. The issue really relies on whether the Board of Supervisors will pass it or not. And it has become a matter of us convincing them and making it and having them see that it's important and the community needs it and they need to understand that. And I think that that's kind of where the issue is and that's kind of where the halt is to the process, yeah.
Okay, so it's not the legislation so much itself, it's actually convincing the supervisors.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense of sort of how many for and against votes you currently stand at and like how many supervisors you need to convince to come around to your side?
We haven't had too many interactions with the board itself, but based off of the rally that we had, it didn't seem like any of them were really for this bill. I think that a lot of it has to do because they haven't heard what the community has to say yet. And I don't think that they are very open to hearing what the community has to say and hearing the demands of the community. And if they were to take that time to listen to us and see where we're coming from and understand where we're coming from, then they would be more inclined to us having that conversation of the sanctuary.
So with this action that you have planned, you're literally bringing the issue to their doorstep.
Yes.
Which I think is really cool. Tell me about the significance of why you chose Dia de los Muertos.
Well, we think it's a very good occasion to make an homage to our deaths and migrant deaths. In 2017, we look, more than 200 people have died in that border, Mexico, U.S. And we want to remember their lives and the fact that the migration is a human act. It's a significance of freedom too. So we want to present this like an opportunity to remind the supervisors that it's very important that they protect us, that they make a statement too, because federal agencies have been here in Eureka very active lately. So this is also like one more thing that is concerning to the community. And that's why the significance of the day, the significance of or all the that what means security for us as Latinos or as migrants, it's important just to remind what the life, the significance of these lives and the significance of our lives here as a community.
What will the altar consist of, and what do the different elements sort of symbolize in the grand scheme of the whole?
Well, in Mexico, we traditionally used to present these altars in several days. They have different significance. For example, first days, we remember the people that has in accidents, or other day, we have especially remembering for the children. The altar has different levels in sort of a pyramid, and every level represents also like one sort of step to the other life. So we have a nice like a door that symbolizes also the step for another life. And this day is very special because it's the day when they want to or and they can to return to us and just sharing. And that's why we have food. And we all can share the food between us. And it's the day when the dead people come to this world and share. And that's why we remember him very strongly. We have tequila, for example, or their favorite drinks. We have a tobacco. Traditionally, people has also seeds of corn and beans. This is a tradition that is a mix between the Spanish colonialism and also the indigenous. So it's a very interesting, like a remember of both of cultures coming together. But it's about having all a nice dinner and having all a nice remembrance with all our people and all our beloveds.
It should make for a very convincing message, I certainly hope. I was wondering if you need help putting it together, whether you need people to help you construct it, if you need donations of materials, and presumably you'll also just want some people out there showing solidarity. So if people want to help out, how can they get in touch with you to offer their assistance?
Yes, they can write us an email. My email is Brenda, Brenda, gmail.com. Sorry, it's a mess, but I can remember.
Yeah, you can also contact myself, Xochitl Cabrera, which is xc61@humboldt.edu, and also feel free to email the hsuwomen@humboldt.edu as well. And as for materials and people collaborating, yes, we definitely need materials. So if anybody has anything that they would want to see displayed on this altar, you can feel free to drop it off at the Women's Resource Center located at the MCC.
Tell folks what the MCC is.
Yeah, the Multicultural Center.
And where?
It's located here at Humboldt State University, right across the Rose House.
Awesome. Just want to make sure that some of our listeners who don't speak Humboldt University-ese get some of the abbreviations in there.
Yeah.
All right. Brenda Perez and Xochitl Cabrera, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about this, and thank you for your efforts. And let the good folks know one more time when and where this is taking place so they can check it out.
Thank you very much. This is going to be on October 31st in the steps of the courthouse in Eureka. We wait for everybody more than welcome to show the support for the diversity and the community.
Fantastic. So Xochitl and Brenda, thank you so much. They're here from Centro del Pueblo, and we appreciate their time.